This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Getting input from the local governments that have the most at stake when decisions are made by federal agencies just seems like a no-brainer. That was what Representative Dan Newhouse thought, who says that's why his bill to modernize the Endangered Species Act is needed.
Seems like a common sense thing that a federal agency would look towards the local entities, the local governmental entities, when they're making decisions as relates to federal lands, but also how it impacts local communities.
Newhouse says making changes to the ESA is a sensitive issue, but one that needs to be addressed.
To be honest, it's come under some criticism. You know, a lot of people get very nervous when we start talking about the Endangered Species Act and don't want us to do anything that will, I guess, reduce its impact or its effectiveness. I actually think this helps improve it. It helps make it better, and I will also help increase the local buy-in when decisions are made at the federal level, because local people will feel like they've had a say and had some input that was actually paid attention to. So I think it's a good step.
Newhouse says the listing of gray wolves and the potential listing of grizzly bears is of great importance and concern for residents east of the Cascades, and they should at the very least have some input when those decisions are made.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.